This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Another edition of the American Family Farmer. Agriculture is the focus here. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer. I'm a dairy guy. Have never done produce. I've had big gardens, but I don't grow produce for a living. It's not, well, I didn't. Being a dairy farmer wasn't a living either. And that's one of the things, as we get started every week, I like to overview a couple of news stories, bring you up to date on some of the things that are going on governmentally or otherwise, sometimes scientific research, just a blend of things before we get into our conversation with somebody who's running a successful farm. Matter of fact, this week we're going to talk about something that a lot of you may not have even thought about or considered. There are a lot of fish farms there. Have you become aware of oyster farms, clam farms? Well, there are a lot of them around now growing, and so we're going to talk about that and the success quotient for this lady who's running the farm. Shelley Farms in our focus this week on the American Family Farmer, which is a program aimed at American agriculturalists, farmers, family farmers, people who run businesses that support the family farm, and the locavores that most certainly support our farms. Every week there's a podcast of the previous week's information in a nutshell, edited down so you get the crispness, if you will, of the information. For example, on the most recent installment at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's where you find the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Some good news for the small dairy farmers. Yep, there is some good news there. You can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Some other news that we talk about: Americans taking a greater interest in growing their own gardens. This year will be to see a sharp increase in the number of people, and a sharp increase in the number of people not only with their own homegrown vegetables, but the smaller farms that are specializing in sometimes just one or two products. That's something that will be a phenom this year. Let's see. Also on the podcast, the exercise, the benefits, working in a personal garden, how it does you so much good physically and mentally, emotionally. And then we have a conversation with Michael Brown, the owner of Pitspone Farm. Michael Brown started cultivating figs and some more traditional crops, tomatoes, that sort of thing. And then he turned focus to small fruits and berries. And so today his farm sells to individuals. It's a great way to learn about how he takes a few acres and turns it into a really good living. And then also Ashley Byrne, who's a campaign specialist for PETA, focus on that and what they are doing at PETA on the cage front, chicken ranchers, that sort of stuff. And then don't forget, as part of the highlight of the program, to donate your car to the Eastley Farms Educational Foundation, helping other farms as well, save one of the fabulous. This is really a great way for us to be able to help farms in general, family farms. You can donate your cars, your trucks, your automobiles to the cause, and so I'll tell you how to do that later on in the hour. Right now, I want to update you on the census. You know, a lot of talk this week about whether there should be a question added to the census next year. Yep, we're into 2020 next year, hard to believe. And so this question about whether you're here legally or illegally, and that goes to the heart of a lot of things going on family farms, because we're having a hard time finding labor. It's a throwback to all of this stuff that is it's difficult, really. That's the bottom line, to get people to work on farms, whether they be Native Americans, whether they be immigrants, whether they be people that come in and participate in various programs. It's just getting harder and harder and harder. And that's one of the reasons that, especially in the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, the national trend of moving away from small farms, dairy farms especially, and focusing on large operations, there are just fewer farms in the middle of the pack. Like my farm would have been milking 200 cows, so in the middle of the pack. But if you look at the ag census that we have to do every year, the number of farms last year fell by almost 4%. There are only just slightly over 2 million farm operations in our country. This is the lowest in the history of the ag census, which has been taken since World War II. Total acres in farming, 900 million. That's over a percentage drop from the previous census. This data, if you analyze it, put it all together, I think really shows much of the farm growth, if there is any, is in either the very small farms. Some of the people that we've talked to, they have 3-4 acres, and they're growing a specialized crop, not in animal. There's very little animal husbandry going on in small farms, all big farms. And that is on the other side of it. There's a 3.5% growth in 2,000 acre plus farms. The growth or loss thereof in the middle, 10% fewer farms that are between 50 and 175 acres. That's where I am, my farm. There are almost 9% fewer farms that have between 180 and 499 acres that they use. I own about 140 acres in my suburban community, and I use another 800 in both Middlesex County and Worcester County. But the pressure on using the land here versus like in New York State. You drive around New York State, there's all kinds of fields that are available and aren't being used. Maybe that's the way we can try to convert people to using the land for hemp and that to make the farmers more successful, to make them more viable. That's one of the ways I'm looking at doing it anyway. But anyway, back to the data here, the ag census showing fewer farms here in the Northeast. And dairy farms disappearing at it's so upsetting to me, it really is. Because it's all about the farm bill, it's all about the government, it's all about Big Dairy and the Sousa or Sousa family, whatever the heck their name is, Dairy Farmers of America, ruining the lot for dairy farmers. Everybody's coping with so much stuff. The dairy margin coverages and payments and stuff. Why can't we just sell our product for what it's worth? That's it. These farm bills, and we're so attached to the government now and everything that we do. And I think that's part of the problem with the ag, the realities of what's going on the farm and what we're seeing as a result of the ag census. So as I say that, I take a deep breath. We get to the story of Shelley Farms in a moment here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, let's talk about your health, your well-being. Are you supplementing? Are you eating a lot of fish? You need to heed the warnings of doctors telling you to have more omega-3s in your system. And some people, I remember growing up on the farm, we never had fish. In any of the farms I worked on, wherever I ate, never had fish. It was always steak. It was usually from some cow that wasn't being milked anymore, and so she ended up on the kitchen table. Well, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff now, because omega-3s are coming to you in the form of fish oil and krill oil. Thanks to your friends at Purity Products, they have developed Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Omega 50 Plus. That's omega oils and krill oils. The omega oils are great for your heart, your circulatory system, all that stuff. Get the blood to your head, to your heart, all around your body. And then krill oil, which is great for your joints. And they are here together in one very small pill, Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. It can boost your joint comfort, cardiovascular health. Let's get to, we'll thank Purity because they're going to make it easy for you to figure out how well this can work on your body because you get the first bottle free. Claim your free bottle now of fish oil, krill oil together in Krill Omega 50 Plus. Call 800-355-1493 for Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. 800-355-1493. 800-800-1493. Omega Oils, fabulous. Get them now. Again, the number is 800-355-1493. You'll pay $4.95 for shipping and handling. Put this to the test in your life. Even the shipping is refundable if you don't like the product. Nice thing is, Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10 is this soft gel. It's so small and easy to swallow. So let's get at it. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle. Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce you to Brandy Shelley, who runs Shelley Farms in Port Sulphur, Louisiana. I got to make sure I don't sound like a Northeasterner, Brandy, when I introduce you. Port Sulphur, Louisiana. Where is that?
It is south of New Orleans.
Yeah, right on the water, right on the bayou. I guess that's where you'd have to be if you're going to have an oyster farm, right?
Correct. We're right there at the tip of the river.
Yeah.
Right where Katrina came up.
Ah. So how did Katrina affect you in your operation? How long have you been in operation, and what did Katrina do to you?
Our farm has only been in operation for 2 years. Before we started farming, my dad ran the wild side of oysters, just catching oysters that Mother Nature produced on reefs that we kept up ourselves.
All right, so is your father still in the business with you now? You've sort of created a farm. It's hard to imagine, but, you know, bear with me for a minute, because I'm a guy who has soil and I have dirt in my hands and stuff from the soil. There's no soil involved in growing oysters, right?
No soil at all.
No.
We work completely in the water with waders during the winter. We can just do shorts and T-shirt during the summer because our waters here are really warm, like sometimes in the 80s.
Yes.
It's totally water-based. We have to take a boat to get to the farm. It's like a 30-minute boat ride from my dad's backyard. And we float the water. They have cages that float on top of the water, and the oysters float inside of those cages.
Mm-hmm. This is fascinating to me because it's something where there are more and more people in various parts of the country that are doing fish farming, and you hear about the benefits or lack thereof for eating farm-grown, farm-raised fish versus the stuff that grows in the wild, in the rivers and streams. But I think it's the other way around. From what I know, I remember seeing something, I don't know, on the Discovery Channel once about how oyster farming took place. You get the oyster out of the pearl, if you will, out of the oyster, and then you reseed it. But you're not doing that. You're raising the oysters for food, right?
Correct. We raise it
yeah.
for food, and we sell to local restaurants and seafood distributors
yeah.
to take it
all right.
out of state to other restaurants.
Let's see how this all operates. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of Shelley Farms. Check out their website. ShelleyFarms.com is where we're having our conversation here on The American Family Farmer.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer, music from Luke Bryan. Very much involved in the American Idol show these days. And also doing a lot of touring, supporting family farms, local farms, that sort of thing, which is what we do here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an introduction to Brandy Shelley, who along with her husband and her father run Shelley Farms in Port Sulphur, Louisiana. We want to get the nitty-gritty here on the commercial fishing industry. I've gone to your website, ShelleyFarms.com. You represent yourself as the Pearl of the Bayou, even though, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, you're not in the pearl business. But come on, Shelley, every once in a while, don't you find a pearl? Have you got a pearl necklace that has come from some of your farming, your sort of side farming benefits?
Not yet. I have not been able to save up enough pearls to make my own necklace yet.
That's kind of cute, though, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Under the circumstances. All right, so tell us about your background. You said your father started this. How did he happen to get involved in this business?
My father has been in the commercial fishing industry for greater than 40 years, from doing everything from fishing shrimp, owning a double rigger, going out for weeks at a time to crabbing, and then eventually landed in oysters. Since he's been in the oyster business, probably been 25 years doing oysters.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, he leased land from the state and from private landowners, and on those leases, he would catch the wild oysters, and he would rebed the rock or the shells that we would process at our processing plant and put them back into the water so to allow the spat, which is the baby oyster, to attach a year or so later. Since Katrina, since the oil spill, and just the years that have passed, we continue to do the same thing by rebedding the oyster shells for the spats to attach. And the amount of oysters that we can pull out of the water today compared to 20 years ago has drastically decreased.
Because?
We really don't know what the reason is. They think it's a lot of different reasons put together. The tide, how it goes in and out so fast, Mother Nature. There's just a whole bunch of different circumstances that's affecting this. And just I've read some literature since Katrina, the amount of wild oysters we have in the New Orleans area, when we used to be the biggest provider to the country that would take oysters out of Louisiana, it's declined and we're no longer the biggest provider. And in aquaculture, caged oysters has become way bigger. And that's how they're able to sustain the business of the oyster is with the caged oyster.
All right, so let's talk about that in comparison to fish farming, the production of these things. Do you, when you get the oysters out of the water, do you take the ingredient? Well, a lot of times when you have oysters in the restaurant, the shells are included. But can you take the oyster meat out of the shell and have it go, you know, reseed it like you do for pearls and have it grow, regenerate, or is that not possible?
No. What we do with aquaculture oysters is that these oysters are genetically picked from labs in the state and out of the state to be the best of the best oysters. And they're made in a lab. And inside that lab, they make the oysters, and they grow them to be about 2 millimeters big. We buy them from the labs and then put them on the farm and then grow them there.
So one crop and one crop only, that's what you're telling us.
We buy oysters about every 3 months. So we have oysters of all stages on the farm at all times, so we can continually year-round sell to the farmer, sell to the stores and the restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, of course, there's a need for it year-round, so you got to have your supply in that. You have to figure your supply for that need. All right, hold on, Brandy. These are good stories. We're going to continue with you in a matter of moments here on this week's American.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife. That loves him every night. Raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Double his money, would that be the end of...
Continuing on now, our focus is on a different kind of farming. As you know, in the American Family Farmer, I like to present to you stories of success. Not that everybody's going to be able to do what Brandy Shelley is doing on Shelley Farms, but it's intriguing to learn how others live and use or work under the umbrella of farming. And again, the website, ShelleyFarms.com. All right, so what does it mean to you to have all your family, your father and your husband, everybody working together, Brandy?
It's a blessing to me. I came from a nursing background, and all I ever wanted to do was be on the bayou with my dad. My dad has always loved nature, and then the more I started going out there with him, I just fell in love with it. And when he first decided to get into the farming business, and I heard him talking about it, I'm like, Dad, you have to let me get into this part of the business with you. And he would never tell me, yes, I could, but the closer we got and the more we started doing everything, it was understood that he was letting me, and then he kind of pushed me in the direction of the farm, and then I kind of took over. And I can't say anything, but I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to. Doesn't it require a certain amount of physicality as much as anything else? This is hard work, right?
Yeah, that's a little downfall that I have because I'm too weak to actually flip the cages. Oh. I can fool with the cages are actually really heavy. They hold, each cage holds 6 sleeves, and in each sleeve they have about 150 oysters. And when they grow to market size, the cage with all the fouling, which is the barnacles and everything that grows on it, each cage can weigh like around 250 to 300 pounds. So I can't actually flip them, which is something that's required to do on a weekly basis, but I can go out to the farm and assist when the sleeves come out and separate them in size and pull what's going to go to market and wash them down and pack them in boxes. So there's a lot of that I can do, but there I'm limited because I'm weaker.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about weak. It just is, it takes a different physicality for sure.
Yeah.
But there are different things that are needed for a successful farm operation. You got to have brains and brawn to put it together and make it work. It sounds like you have a great relationship with your father. Do you have other siblings that are involved in this business? I know your husband's in it, but do you have other siblings that work with you on the farm?
Yeah, I have a brother. He actually runs the wild division of our oyster company, and then my husband runs the farm, and my brother will actually go out on the farm on occasions and help. The way we did everything is we have three different businesses, and we all are kind of in charge of one business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's five siblings total, three girls and two boys. One of my brothers is handicapped, so he goes along with us and helps out, but he's 30 years old with a mentality of maybe a five-year-old. So you can give him tasks to do, but he can't, like, take over doing stuff. And then my other two sisters are actually nurses, and neither one of them want anything to do with anything close to the bayou.
Well, it must be, farming is a dirty business anyway. I can imagine looking over, again, I would point people listening to the website Shelley Farms, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, ShelleyFarms.com. There's a lot involved in this. It's not just sitting down at the oyster bar and enjoying whether they're cooked or raw. It takes a long time. Take us from when you start, because that's probably the right application, the right word, when you start the oysters, to how long it takes to get them to market, and what you do when you get them out of the water and put them into boxes and distribute them. This is a large and a very involved process, it looks like to me.
It is. It's way more hands-on and way more time-consuming than actually forming the wild oysters, because when we actually buy the seed, which is called spat, from the local labs, they're 2 millimeters. They're put inside of a bag that looks like a screen door. The holes are that small.
Mm-hmm.
They go into the cages and they'll stay on the farm, and we'll go between 4 different bag sizes. As the oyster grows, the bag size gets bigger. The slots, the little holes in the bag get bigger because we want to allow the water to flow through the bag to feed the oyster, but at the same time, you don't want the oyster to be able to fall out the bag. So it's kind of like you got to watch to make sure that the oyster is big enough to go up into that next bag. So you're doing that, and as the oyster increases or grows in size, you go into the next size bag. Here locally in the South, we can have an oyster ready for market in as little as 8 months, full grown.
Really? Mm-hmm.
When the wild oyster grows, it'll take 3 years to get something produced for market. And that's mm-hmm. pretty much the same with the aquaculture oyster in the north. Because it's colder waters, the oysters grow a lot slower than what they do here in the south.
Do they have the same sort of thing for clams? Is there clam farming going on as there is oyster farming? Same sort of thing?
I've seen it online that they have clam farmers, but they do not have anything local in the south around here.
Mm-hmm.
The aquaculture oyster down here in New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast is only recent within the last. The oldest farm that I know of in this area is 7 years old. So what we're just learning to do in the south has been going on in the north for like 35 to 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So the oysters are going to be, I would think, if it's like, for example, on my farm, if I'm growing corn or something, the corn's going to take on the flavor, grapes do this, and coffee where you grow, it takes on the flavor of the land, the soil. What's in the soil is going to be reflected in how the food tastes.
Correct.
So what is in the water? Where do you put things to help the oysters grow? That do you have sort of like nutrients, or how do you fertilize these things so that they grow and mature in just 8 months?
We don't have to fertilize or anything like a normal landform would have to.
Mm-hmm.
The Mother Nature does all of that for us.
Yeah, so this is really a natural, this is a natural product. I think that's what people will respect more than anything else. So I want, when we continue along here, I want to know, what do you do if you put these things out? You're having to get your, in order to supply your needs, I think you mentioned a few minutes ago, you got to have them in growth all the time because your need is daily, and if it's so, you must have to have an eight, nine month cycle. Every day you go out and you find something that you seeded 8 months ago and keep track of it that way, I'm guessing. So I'm going to find out how you meet those needs and how you keep, if it's very difficult to keep track of where the traps are or the oyster cages. It's intriguing. I never knew anything about this, so I'm glad we're able to bring this information to our listeners. Brandy Shelley is here with us on the American Family Farmer. If you've got an old vehicle, an old tractor, an old truck, an old box around, a box truck, or whatever it is that you've got, I have on my farm, as I'm doing this, I'm just thinking, there's an old truck with an old body on it that's worth some money. And I have no use for it, so I'm going to do what I'm suggesting everybody else does. That's call 888-342-GIVE and help other farmers just like you. We're trying to help the American family farmer with this donation, donating cars, trucks to sort of support the preservation of wholesome American family farms and farmers. So 99% of farms family operated, those are the people we're trying to help. And the problem is that we only get 15 cents or so on every dollar that's spent for food. So the time is now to help preserve this American value system, our family farms all across the country. So as a farmer, perhaps you've got an old tractor around, trucks that you're not using, anything's rusting away, you may even have boats, trailers of any kind. Donate them by calling 888-342-GIVE, and the money goes to help the American family farmer. It's tax deductible. Check your tax professional's advice. So let's do some good for those of us who would like to help those of us who are in need. Help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farmer. All the money goes to farms that are in need. Donate today. Call toll free 888-342-GIVE, or you can go online to djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. Look for the donate your car button. Fill it out. Somebody will come. It won't cost you anything to give the vehicle, and you get that tax deduction. 888-342-GIVE or forms online at djvshow.com.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save.
Unless required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance. Card term conditions and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation 32GB. $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Applies new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remain balance fee. Taxes due at sale.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
The American Family Farmer. One of the things that I really like to highlight are the things that you can get in the podcast. The most recent American Family Farmer podcast, for example, has a focus on news from the State of the Union address and the references to farmers and ranchers, or the lack thereof, frankly. And then on the current podcast, we met Tony Weber, who, along with his wife Michelle, own and operate a small, very successful farm called Weber Ranch. And if you didn't hear it or see it, you'll get the references by listening to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Their website, WeberRanchLLC.com, is a great place to go. It's a great resource, as we hope to provide with all these people that we talk to about moving things along on your farm to make them more adaptable. These folks have no secrets. They like to have people visit them anytime and let animals live like animals. One of the things that they were talking about was how pigs need to express their pigness. Cows and sheep need to eat grass. That's the natural life. Chickens thriving on pasture, pigs rooting, all of that stuff is part of the things they've realized and what they encourage their animals to do as they move them around from building to building and location to location on their farm, fertilizing the soil. Valuable waste that comes from the animals is really doing the trick on a lot of these farms, especially where it comes to the chickens moving them around. The land flourishes because of this way of life. There's no need for antibiotics, no hormones, that sort of thing. So that's part of, again, the input ideas. Also on this podcast, I opine a bit about farmers and ranchers and how they need to put more emphasis on investing in their land, getting people to invest. So check all of that out, our weekly podcast, the American Family Farmer Show.com. Doug Steffen here with Brandy Shelley for a few more minutes talking about the commercial fishing industry in general, but more specifically what they do at Shelley Farms, the oyster farming, the on the bottom and on the top. It sounds like we're doing a milkshake here. There are different ways of growing these oysters, right? Some of them are on the bottom. But when I look at your pictures on your website, it doesn't look to me like the water that the oysters grow in is very deep. Is that true?
No, it's about, we work in about a 3-foot pond, and we grow on the bottom. That is correct that they do have different methods in different cages. We use the on-top water oyster grow cages, and they float on top. Some people actually use the cages that sit on the ground, but ours float on top.
Just give us an idea of volume. How many different, on a daily basis, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, how many oysters do you harvest on average?
On average, maybe, it depends on the week. Depends on what we have going out and what the orders are, so it would fluctuate. Some weeks we only have like 5,000 going out, but then some weeks we'll have 20,000. These oysters, you sell per oyster. It's not like the natural wild oyster you'll sell in the sacks, and it's so many dollars per sack. This is sold between 40 and a dollar an oyster.
Between 40 cents and a dollar an oyster. And what do we pay in a restaurant for a plate of 3 or 4 or 5 oysters? You pay 10 bucks, right? I don't even know because I frankly don't like them raw. But I think it's pretty, there's a lot of, this is the same thing we talk about with all farming. 15, 20 cents on the dollar is what we get for actually providing people with the food. The rest of it goes to the middlemen. That sounds like it's consistent with what you're doing there as well. Well, this has been a good education. and a lot of fun talking to you. I hope you and your family continue to be successful. ShelleyFarms.com is the website. Apprise yourself of what goes on there. There's a lot of good recipes for oysters there. You can learn how to shuck oysters on the website and learn a lot about how to grow them, the lifestyle. It's really fascinating. You've done a great job. Congratulations, Brandy, and thank you for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the spring to turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
For the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. This is an excellent way for you to spend the next 5 minutes. The White House has its annual Easter egg roll, and Molly Weaver is here to help us celebrate because it appears that she is an egg farmer, has control of the family's farm in Versailles, Ohio, Weaver Eggs. So you're the one who is supplying all these eggs for the Easter egg roll. Is that right?
Well, you know, not me and our farm personally, but yes, we are one of America's egg farmers that are donating eggs to the White House this year for the annual Easter egg roll. In fact, this year we have collectively donated a record of 74,000 eggs to the White House, which is something we're super proud of.
Okay, so tell us how long it takes for chickens to lay 74,000 eggs, please, Molly.
Well, on average, a chicken lays about one egg a day. Mm-hmm. I'll let you do the math. That's not one of my strong suits.
Well, if you got one egg a day, you need 74,000 eggs. that's not a bad thing. So, may I make this more about you and the eggs than the egg roll? Because the egg roll is something that we can use to focus. I don't know whether you knew that I am a family farmer as well, like you.
Oh, I did not know that. That's great.
I'm a dairy guy.
We're just 2% of the nation's population, farmers in general.
Right, exactly. So people have lost sort of touch with how eggs come to be and what goes on with chickens, what goes on with cows. So let me take this opportunity to talk about what it's like to be in a family of egg farmers. You've grown up on the egg, in the egg business, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. How is it, what do Americans need to know about you, your family farm, and the egg business, the hen, the difference? I always talk about people, they laugh at me, the difference between a chicken and a hen. A hen's a hen, and an egg's an egg. That's not, not sure.
Right.
That's
no, I think to that point, I think right now it's genuinely important that Americans understand that farming, whether it be eggs or cattle, farmers genuinely care about their animals. And I think that there's currently a lot of misconceptions about different production methods. And at the end of the day, a healthy hen or healthy animal will produce, will be the biggest producer and healthiest producer of any byproduct.
One of the things going on this week also is Earth Day, and sustainability is a big conversation. I think you,
absolutely,
as I understand, yeah, you are someone who has a degree in marketing and are doing a great deal to raise awareness of these sustainability programs and progress here, because a lot of agriculture, a lot of family farms are criticized unfairly. You want to take us through that for a moment?
Sure. I think farming is very misunderstood. Again, a small percentage of the population are farmers. And sustainability is huge, and it's actually a critical aspect of any farm. And when I talk about sustainability, we're talking about not only economic profit, but just also, too, the sustainability of the people, the workforce, all the people who are supporting the farm. This isn't just a buzzword that we use. It's something that we genuinely care about and must be conscientious of moving forward. The environment, we need to protect that because these are the resources that we use every day.
Mm-hmm. So there's also attached to the Easter egg roll a commemorative egg. What is so special about this commemorative egg that has surfaced this year?
Super excited about the commemorative egg this year. This is something that dates back to 1977, and this year, I, as a daughter of an egg farmer, I'm particularly excited because the American Egg Board reached out to the Children of America's Egg Farmers, which actually inspired the design this year.
Cool. So what does it look like? Can you describe
it? Well,
it's
actually, yes. So the egg is a large chicken egg, which is hollowed out. And this year, we actually use a technique called quilling. So that's when you take pieces of paper, roll them really quickly. And this year, what's special about it, too, is it has Be Best on it, which honors the First Lady's initiative.
Yeah, cool. The Easter egg roll, 141 years it's been done. For info on the eggs, go to incredibleegg.org/Easter. Nice to have you here, Molly Weaver.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.